went down there, had it on my mind all the way down, and on my mind all the way back up. And matter of fact, it's a new church plant, and they don't have no insulation on the walls. And everybody that comes and visits, they write their favorite verse on the walls before they insulate it. I know people's you built houses, probably some of you have done that, and there's verses all over the wall. And we's in there writing our verse on the wall, and it just. I already had it on my heart before I got there, knew what I was going to write, and just pondered on it all the way back up the road, and I'm just going to preach on it tonight.
Amen.
I want you to look with us tonight, Isaiah chapter number 41. The Bible says, "Keep silence before me, O islands, and let the people renew their strength. Let them come near, then let them speak. Let us come near together to judgment. Who raised up the righteous man from the east, called him to his foot, gave the nations before him, and made him rule over kings. He gave them as the dust to his sword, and as driven stubble to his bow. He pursued them and passed safely even by the way, that he had not gone with his feet. Who hath wrought and done it? Calling the generations from the beginning, I the Lord, the first, and with the last, I am He." I like that verse. "The isles saw it and feared, the ends of the earth were afraid, and drew near and came. They helped every one his neighbor, and every one said to his brother, be of good courage. So the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, and he that smootheth with the hammer, him that smote the anvil, saying, it is ready for the sorter, and he fastened it with nails, that it should not be moved. But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Thou, whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, thou art my servant. I have chosen thee and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel." Let's pray again tonight. Father, again, Lord, we thank you, God, for the privilege and the opportunity. Lord, you've allowed us to come one more time. God, this side of eternity, Lord, we thank you for your mercy and your grace. And Lord, we thank you, God, again, for loving us and being so good to us. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege, God, you've given us to be in the house of God this week, every night. Lord, what a joy and what a privilege it's been to be together and fellowship together and be around the things of God, the songs of Zion, Lord, and the good fellowship that we've had here in this place. Lord, I pray, God, tonight, Lord, again, Lord, that you get glory and honor to yourself. Lord, I pray, God, if there's one here lost and undone, without you, doesn't know you and a free pardon to sin, God, I pray the sweet Holy Ghost deal with their heart, convict them of their sin, Lord, they'd be saved before it's everlasting, eternally too late. God, I pray, Lord, tonight, if there's one here, Lord, that's backslid, walking afar off from you, not where they ought to be, God, I pray tonight will be the night, Lord, that they'll get in the altar, repent of their sins, and get back in fellowship with you. Lord, I pray, God, again tonight, Lord, that you'd walk up and down the aisles. Lord, that you put a hedge about this place, Lord, I pray. God, bind every hindering spirit, Lord, I pray. God, just do a work amongst your people this week, I pray. And Lord, we'll thank you, God, and we'll praise you for all that you do. For it is in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. Amen. I want you to look with us tonight in these scriptures. And I'm sure Isaiah 41 again is a very familiar scripture to you. And there's a lot of verses in here that we could go and preach. But my favorite verse, one of my favorite verses, is verse number 10. And I thought about it, like I said, thought about it. Got up with that verse on my heart this morning, thought about it on the drive all the way down to Swan Quarter. And then writing it there on the walls and thought about it coming back up the road. And verse number 10, Isaiah 41, has a very special meaning in my heart. There was some times in my life when this verse helped me get through some hard things. Boy, ain't that the Word of God. I'm thankful that the Word of God is a living Word. Amen. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. The Word was with God. The same was in the beginning with God. Amen. Well, I'm thankful for the good Word of God tonight. And by thinking why the preacher was speaking there a while ago, one of these days we'll get to behold the living Word of God.
That's right.
And
amen.
Like he said, all the questions will be answered when we get to see his face. And I agree with what he said. I don't believe we'll have any questions. I believe everything will just flee out of our sight. Boy, for in that one instance, everything's going to be made all right.
That's right.
And boy, I'm looking forward to that day. But there's been many days in my life, and I don't want to get too personal here, but listen, there's times whenever we struggle with our minds, and there's times when we struggle with things that no man has the answer to. Listen, I love my wife, been a faithful wife, been a helpmeet for 37 years almost, and I mean, just been a blessing in my life. But there's been times when my wife didn't have the words to say to help me, to comfort my heart. Yeah. But can I tell you something? Every time I've turned to the Word of God, I've always got everything that I
needed.
Amen.
That's
every
right.
word, every promise I can count on tonight.
That's right.
I'm thankful tonight for the Word of God. And this verse has been one of those verses. I preached out of this verse many times over the years because it is my favorite verse. And I want to tell you a little story. And again, I'll get right on into the message. But several years ago, I preached out of this particular text. And not just this one particular verse, but several of these verses in the text that I read to you tonight. And there was a lady stood up after the service, after I got through preaching that day. And she said something, and like I said, verse 10 had always carried a special place in my heart. And maybe you've heard this, but at that time, I'd never heard this about that verse. And her little voice was trembling. She had big tears running down her cheeks. And she said, "Preacher," she said, "I don't know if you realize this or not," she said, "but there's something in that verse for every day of the week." And she read that verse. She said, "On Sunday, fear thou not. On
Amen.
Monday, I am with thee. On Tuesday, be not dismayed. On Wednesday, for I am thy God. On Thursday, I will strengthen thee. On Friday, yea, I will help thee. And on Saturday, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness."
Amen.
I preach, I'll be honest with you, I'd seen that, but I'd never heard it quite put like that.
Yeah.
And boy, I thought, man, how wonderful God's Word is, and how wonderful God is.
Amen.
That He gives us a word, or He gives us maybe just a phrase or a verse in our daily lives just to help us through the things.
Amen.
As I was going down the road, just thinking to myself, just musing and meditating, and I was trying to talk to my wife and trying to be sociable too, but God was rolling this thing over in my mind, and I thought, man, you know, it's a Wednesday night, and I'm on my heart. Can I say, number one, I want you to look with me in the very first part of that verse. It says, fear thou not. Friend, can I help you tonight? I believe fear is what is stopping us from serving and worshiping the Lord the way we ought to be tonight.
Yep.
Friend, I'm telling you something. It's fear that is keeping sinners out of the altar from getting saved by the grace of God.
That's right.
Can I tell you something tonight, friend? What do you have to fear? I'm telling you, the best thing I ever did do was get saved by the grace of God. For I can remember where He brought me from. I was young when I got saved. But boy, I'm glad I got saved when I did. I ain't always been what I ought to be. But thank God I ain't what I used to be.
Amen.
I'm glad, thank God tonight, listen to me, that God can conquer all your fear tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, I don't know what that fear may be. If you're here tonight and you're lost and you don't know Christ as your Savior, friend, can I tell you something? There's no better life than the Christian life.
Amen.
There's no better way than the old time way.
That's right.
There's no better way than the church way.
That's right.
Friend, I'm telling you something. God has allowed you a good church and a good pastor to come to. And God's allowed you the opportunity to be at the house of God tonight. And friend, I'm telling you something. Have quit fearing whatever this world or whatever the devil's put in your mind or whatever your flesh is put in your mind.
Come on,
and
preacher.
Step out by faith and trust the Lord as your Savior. I promise you it'll be the best thing that you ever did do.
Amen.
I'm telling you, fear, it seems like fear is driving this whole world today.
Yeah.
But you know, and I understand the context that we're reading here. I understand that God is talking to Israel. God is talking to Jacob. But He's also talking to us, friend. I'm glad tonight that we don't have to fear. I'm glad that He said, fear thou not. I'm glad tonight, thank God, that I can report to you, amen, that He can conquer all your fears.
Yep.
He can conquer every fear that you have tonight.
That's
He
right.
can help you get over it and give you faith to conquer that and just serve the Lord. Amen. Hey, listen, then He said this. He said He's faithful. Amen. Notice what He said. Fear thou not. And notice what I love this. He said, for I am with thee. I'm glad, thank God, He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
I'm glad tonight that for the promises that God said, He said, for I am with thee.
Yep. Amen.
Listen to me. I like that little old meme somebody put on Facebook a while back. He said, I wouldn't even go to Walmart without the Lord.
Right.
I believe that ought to be right. I'm glad, thank God, that He's with us tonight. I don't have to fear what man can do to me. I don't have to fear what the government can do to me.
Come on,
I'll be honest with you. I do get concerned sometimes when I look around and see what all's going on in our government and everything else. But boy, I'm glad tonight. Amen. Thank God that I know that the Lord is with us no matter what we'll face.
Amen.
No matter what we're going through.
That's right.
I'm glad, thank God, tonight. Hey, listen to me. If I die or if I live, I'm glad to know that He is with me.
Amen, preacher.
You think about the children of Israel. Amen. All the things they faced, all the things they went through, all the things they experienced, you don't think that's a comforting word to them? Amen. God, they probably looked back in their struggle in their journey, and they seen everywhere God had been faithful. I mean, He'd give them manna in the wilderness. He'd give them water out of a rock.
Yeah.
He'd give them bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in bread and flesh in the evening. God had been faithful through every step of the way. Think about this. Their shoes never wore out.
Right.
Their clothes never wore out.
Amen.
Everything they needed was provided for. And then He reminded them over here. He said, Isaiah, tell them. He said, for I am with thee.
Yep.
I'm glad, thank God, when I wake up in the morning. Well,
amen, preacher.
Hey, I'm going to have my son
time
where anybody else does or not.
Amen.
I'm glad, thank God, when I wake up in the morning.
Oh, yes.
He reminds me He's going to be with me. I'm glad, thank God, every now and then through the day, He'll stop by and let me know that I'm still with you.
Amen.
I'm glad, thank God, when I pillow my head tonight, thank God, He'll still be with me.
Amen, preacher. That's good,
amen,
preacher.
Thank God, He's faithful. song the preacher sung last night's my favorite song. Amen. You can't tell me a time when he has not been faithful.
That's
I'm gonna
right.
get
Amen.
You sing that again here
Amen.
In just a minute, if that's all right.
That's all right.
And by the way, I didn't know you could sing like that, or you'd done been singing at the Jubilee. Amen. And I'm telling you, friend, hey, listen to me. I every time I hear that song, I get to thinking about, I go back and I get to thinking about, like I preach Monday night, it's good to remember sometimes.
Yep,
it's good to go back in your memory brain and start thinking about the times where God delivered you out of this or out of that, yep. where God brought you through things you never thought you'd get through. Friend, I can tell you story after story after story, but just take my word for it. God is faithful.
Amen. Yes, He is.
Brother Preacher, that song says a mouthful.
Yes.
There has never been a time
Come on,
when
preacher.
God has not been faithful.
That's good.
Amen. Through every storm, through every struggle.
Yep.
Hey, listen to me. Listen, I admit I don't know the Lord's changed my way of preaching this week. I don't know if I'm comfortable with it or not, but every now and then it's time to eat. I guess it's all right to get you out of your comfort zone.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I told you this week, I am not a storyteller. I'm not. But I want to tell you something. Me and my wife can testify to the faithfulness of God.
Amen.
30-year-old, I ended up on my back. I didn't know what was going on. Ended up, preacher, I was a sole provider for my home. I ended up laying on my back. They come in, told me, said, you've got the worst case of heart block we ever seen. Said, it's a disease called cardiomyopathy. We're sending you over to Asheville. We're going to put a pacemaker in you. And preacher, I didn't understand everything that's going on.
Yeah.
All I know was this. I'm glad, thank God He is with me.
Amen.
I didn't know what God was doing. And I had a brother-in-law who was married to my wife's sister. He had for 12 years, I'd have been praying for that boy. Had we was deer hunting up on the side of the mountain one day. And we decided we was going to meet at this old big stump. And we was going to stop there and eat lunch. And boy, I met him there at that stump. And I got to talking to him. And I got to weeping. I said, Marvin, I said, have you ever been saved? And he looked me dead in the eye. And he said, David, he said, I don't even know if I believe in God or not. And brother, you couldn't have reached down my throat and pulled my heart out and made me feel any worse than he did that day.
Yeah.
And then when I got laid up in the hospital, it wasn't just a few months later. That was in November. In March, I was laid there in the hospital. Old Marvin walked into the hospital room and he was pacing back and forth at the end of the bed. I could tell he didn't have no peace and he didn't have no help. And he didn't have God.
Come on,
and he
preacher.
Kept tapping to the end of my bed and he was walking back and forth. And I said, Marvin, what's wrong with you? A big old 280-290 pound boy, about 6'2", 6'3". I said, what in the world's wrong with you? He said, I don't understand. I said, what? Why don't you understand? He said, I don't understand. He said, how can you lay there and be so peaceful?
Yeah.
How can you lay there and it not bother you? I said, I'm glad you asked.
Amen.
I said, live or die. Amen. Sink or swim. I mean, if I stay, it's all right.
Right.
I'm a winner either way.
Amen.
I Marvin went out of that room. I got home. I got a phone call about two or three nights later. I got a phone call to my sister-in-law on the other end of the line. She said, David, about 12:30 at night, you know, that's my wife. She said, you got to come over here. I said, what's going on? I could hear him sobbing in the background.
Yeah,
I said, what's going on? She said, you got to come over here. I went in there, walked through the kitchen in the living room. He met me in the living room. I said, what's wrong, Marvin? He said, you know what's wrong.
Amen.
And he fell down there on his couch and got born again.
Amen.
Friend, I'm telling you something. And now he understands how you can have peace.
Yep.
How you
Amen.
Can have nothing like the faithfulness of God.
That's Amen. Good preacher.
Amen.
Amen.
You know why some people can't have revival? They ain't never been born again.
Right. Amen.
I'm convinced of that. Hey man, they ain't never really truly had a meeting. Hey, we was talking a while ago, and my grandson, my youngest grandson, I called him a while ago, and he said, I ain't going to church. And he's just 7-year-old. Hey man, he said, and the granny said, you gotta go to church. He said, Papa ain't going to church. And then I said, when we get home, we'll have to come to Jesus meeting. Yeah, man. I'll tell you, that's what the problem is with a lot of people. They ain't had to come to Jesus meeting.
Yeah, amen.
Hey, they ain't never truly been washed in the blood of Calvary's Lamb.
Right.
I've been born again, brother. Yeah. Amen. And listen, and they're sitting around waiting on a preacher to pump them up, prime them up, puff them up, and to try to revive them.
Amen.
And I can tell you something tonight, honey. I can't have bring revival in my pocket.
Right.
And neither can your preacher. I can't help you. I can't encourage you. But boy, I'm telling you about the faithful Son of God.
Amen. Preach.
I'm telling you about Jesus tonight.
Oh, yes.
I'm telling you that, hey, he is the comforter, thank God.
Hallelujah.
He is the one that can help you through the valleys.
Yep.
He's the one that can give you peace.
Amen.
When there is no peace. He's the one that can calm your mind when there is no calm.
Amen.
Thank God that's him.
Oh, yes.
Ain't nobody like Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Ain't nobody like him.
That's good, preacher.
I promise you, there ain't nobody ever been as faithful as he has.
Oh, yes.
Amen. He come and he done everything he come to do.
Amen.
Amen. He fulfilled every promise. He fulfilled every prophecy. He fulfilled everything. Everything that God said he'd do, he done. Amen.
Amen.
And he done it all with perfection. Amen.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
Hey, somebody will write that down, that right?
Amen.
That's a pretty good alliterated outline,
oh, yeah.
I tell you, honey.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, I'm telling you something. I'm telling you something. That's him.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's faithful. He said, fear thou not, for I am with thee. I'm telling you something. It's one thing, preacher, for you to tell me you got my back.
Yeah.
It's one thing for you to say I'll go with you.
Yeah.
Because can I tell you something? I've had many a church member say I'll go with you.
Yeah.
I've got your back, preacher. I'll be with you.
Yeah.
But when the tough got going, I'm telling you something. You look around and you couldn't find them. Amen.
Right.
But I ain't never looked around where I couldn't find him.
Amen.
I'm telling you something.
Yeah.
Well, hallelujah to the
Lord. Oh, yeah.
Amen. He's faithful.
Yes, he is. Thank God.
He's faithful. He's faithful tonight, friend. Listen to me. I don't know what you carried in here. I told you the other night, I don't know what you carried in here. But I know what you can leave here tonight.
Oh, yes.
Amen. You can leave it with a faithful friend.
Amen.
Amen. A friend that sticketh closer to brother. A friend that loveth at all times. Hey, listen to me. A friend that'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Oh, yes.
A friend, hey, he said along with you always, even to the end.
Yes, he did.
I thank God that's it. Hey, I'm glad I have him.
Amen.
As a faithful friend.
Good preacher, preacher.
Listen. Listen to me tonight. If you don't have Jesus,
well,
you
preacher.
Ain't got nothing.
That's right.
You ain't got nothing, friend.
Amen.
Yeah. I mean, he is a friend on whom I can depend.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't even a singer and I feel like singing. Amen.
Amen.
I'm telling
Amen.
You. Friend, I'm telling you. I can't. Listen, you, some of you. Been around longer than I have. And you know how faithful he is. You, you've seen his mercy. You've seen his grace.
Yeah.
You've seen his faithfulness. I can't tell you nothing, but some of you need to hear me. Listen, I've been at this thing a long time. And friend, I'm telling you something. He's faithful.
Amen.
He's faithful. Not only that, I love this part right here. He said, fear thou not. Then he said, for I am with thee. And then he said this, be not dismayed. And I thought, Lord, I kind of like to have my outlines alliterated. And I thought, what am I going to put right there? Fear, faith, what are you going to put for be not dismayed? And I looked at the definition of be not dismayed. And that word dismayed means this, don't be disheartened, don't be stressed, or don't be depressed. And I thought about this. You may be going to laugh at me when I tell you. Thank God we don't have to fear.
Yeah.
Because he's faithful.
Yeah.
Don't get frazzled.
Amen. What about that? Amen.
We're living in a frazzled world.
Sure.
I mean, listen, ain't we? I mean, listen. I mean, if you look around, most people don't know which way's up anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
They don't know. They're just frazzled. Their minds are frazzled. They don't know where to turn. They don't know which way to go.
Yep.
They're disheartened. They're depressed. They're stressed.
Yep.
And friend, I know a thing or two about depression. Amen. In 2011, my wife and I were up in Eastern Kentucky. I was preaching revival, and I preached Monday through Thursday night. And I got a phone call from one of my church members. She said, "Preacher, I need you." And she was down in Duke with her husband who was going to have a heart transplant. So we left. I preached on Thursday night, left Eastern Kentucky, drove through the night. I got to home, and we laid down for a few hours and got up, drove on into Duke, up all day that day, up all night the next night, drove back home on Saturday, and got home about 4 o'clock in the morning on Sunday morning. I woke up, felt like somebody stabbed me tonight in the back of my head with a knife. I ended up laying back down, don't know, but all I remember, got up, had a stroke, brother, in 2011, and boy, after that, the devil went to play with my mind, got so depressed, I got overcome with anxiety, yeah. And boy, I got to reading that verse, and he said, "Be not dismayed,"
oh, yeah.
And I looked up the definition, and he said, "Don't be disheartened,"
right.
"Don't be stressed, don't be depressed," and boy, I'm telling you something,
amen,
every now
preacher.
And then, those times, those things will be coming back to my mind, and I'll start feeling it come on like a dark cloud.
Right.
And boy, I think about Isaiah 41:10.
Come on, preacher.
Amen. "Be not dismayed." And the Lord always comes through,
amen,
and helps me in my hour of need.
Yes, he does.
Friend, what I'm trying to tell you is this. I don't know what helps you, but I know who helps me. I know it's him tonight. I know he is the one.
Yes, he
is. I'm the rock to whom I can stand upon. I know, thank God, he's a sure foundation.
Yes,
I know,
right.
Thank God tonight that no matter what, amen, I'm his and he's mine. Amen.
Amen.
Ain't no need of me being frazzled about it. Ain't no need of me worried sitting up,
yeah,
wringing my hands worried about it. Amen.
Boy,
he's,
yes,
a God that neither slumbers nor sleep. Amen. There ain't no need of me sitting around worrying about what's going to happen.
Right.
Amen. God already knows the answer.
Yes, he does.
And God, hey, can I just remind you of a little verse? And the Bible said he does all things well.
Hallelujah.
Whoa! Hey, did you hear what I said? He does all things well.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, listen to me. We may not understand the direction he's taking our life. We may not understand why we're going through what we're going through.
Yeah.
We may be dismayed. We may be disheartened. We may be depressed or stressed over a situation.
Yeah.
But friend, God already knows the outcome.
Amen.
And thank God, God already knows. Hey, Romans 8:28 still in the book.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. I'm glad, thank God, all things work together for the good of them that love God, that are called according to his purpose.
Hallelujah.
He didn't say everything would be good. How about he ever say he said everything would work,
amen,
for the good of those that love him? Amen.
That's right, preacher.
Amen.
Amen.
So ain't no need of me and you sitting up worrying about it.
Yeah.
Amen. Ain't no need of me and you. Best thing we can do, just give it to him tonight.
Amen.
You ever been in one of them places when you didn't even know what to say when you went to pray? I can tell with some of you, look on your face right then. Hey man, you've been there.
Yeah.
I mean, when you couldn't do nothing, but you just get there and say, "Oh God. Oh God, help,
yeah,
me." You didn't know what to ask for. You didn't know what to say. You didn't even know how to open prayer. You didn't know how to do nothing. All you knew is say, "God help."
Amen.
God help. Oh God. Preachers, there's been times in my ministry, thank man, that over situations that I knelt in the altar,
yeah,
with church members and broken mamas and daddies and broken husbands and wives.
Yeah.
And my heart breaking with them, and I didn't know what to say, and they didn't know what to say.
Amen.
And there's been times we just crawled up in an altar and just sit there and wept together.
Yeah.
Amen. And cried and just said, "Oh God, oh God." And you know what? Every time we get in those places, I'm reminded in the Word of God where he said he understands our groanings,
yep,
and our utterances.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God when he don't know what. Hey, when we don't know what we need to say. Amen. When we're dismayed. When we don't know what to say or what to do. I'm glad, thank God, the Holy Ghost,
amen,
is making intercession for,
that's
you and,
right,
I. Amen. He's carrying it to the Father, to the
God.
Son. And the Son's interceding to the Father.
Amen.
I'm glad, thank God, to
preaching.
Amen. Amen. Then, you see that, we do have a friend. Notice what he said. He said, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee." And he said, "Be not dismayed." And I love this. He said, "For I am thy God." You know what he does three times? Go back up in verse number 4. He said, "Who hath wrought and done it, calling the generations from the beginning." He said, "I, the Lord, the first and with the last, I am he."
Oh, yes.
Hey, you ever been laying there? You ever been laying there in the still of the night staring at the ceiling? I told Margie, I said, "I ain't laying down taking no nap tonight." I said, "If I don't sleep tonight, get some sleep tonight, I'm going to wring that duck's neck over to me." There's a duck about 4:30 every morning. He comes by our camper going quack, 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 quack. Amen. So if I get in trouble for shooting a duck, will somebody bail me out? Amen. But I told her, I said, "I got to get some rest tonight. I ain't taking no nap. I don't want nothing to hinder my sleep. I'm going to the dollar store and I'm going to buy me some earplugs and I'm going to stick them in my ear and I'm going to try my best." But man, last night I laid there and, preacher, I'll be honest, I didn't know nothing was wrong. I was laying there looking at the ceiling, yeah, and I was thinking, man, I was worried about people at home. I had the deacon's wife and, yeah, had surgery, and then he called me today and said, he said one of his 16-year-old granddaughter, they find a spot behind her eye, they're rushing her to Winston, going to do, yeah, surgery on her. All kinds of things just going through our minds today, but last night, all kinds of stuff just going through my mind. And boy, thank God, right in the middle of it, I got to thinking about this again.
Yeah, amen.
I'm glad, thank God, I got a friend that'll come alongside me.
Oh, yes.
I'll tell you something. Maybe you'll know, understand what I'm talking about.
Come on, preacher.
If I'm talking about a friend, I mean, my wife was talking yesterday, and I ain't complaining, preacher. I'm not complaining. I want you to hear what I'm saying. I told her, I said, I feel so alone sometimes.
Yeah.
And man, I've got all kinds of preacher friends, and I know they're busy. Don't hear nothing out of them. I got all kinds of friends at home, so-called friends.
Yeah.
Somebody said, if a man dies with three loyal friends, he dies a rich man.
Yeah.
Because, friends, I found this out the older I get. I mean, if you ever find three loyal friends, I mean true friends, you're a lucky man.
Yeah. Amen.
You're a lucky person tonight, yeah, if you find three loyal friends.
Amen.
Ones that won't talk about you.
Yeah.
Ones that won't run you down. I mean ones that'll be with you. Hey, I'm talking about the kind of friend you can call at 3 o'clock in the morning and say, "Hey, I need you."
Yeah.
And they'll say, "Let me get my boots on."
Yeah.
They won't say, "Hey, what's going on? What's wrong?" Hey, I'm talking about,
amen,
that kind of friend.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a friend. I was laying there, and them verses I just quoted a while ago, a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, a friend that loveth at all times, when they started coming to my mind. And boy, I thought, man, you know, Lord, you ever get on a little pity party?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody does, I guess, once in a while, get on a little pity party. Yeah, I was laying there, me and her was just kind of talking about it last night. And I said, you know, it's been a long time since I heard from this, and been a while since I heard from that. I got a little pity party. I got, yeah, feeling sorry for myself. That ain't, you know, funny business, but I won't tell you what the Lord did. He just slid in there beside me. He said, "Son, I'm your friend."
Amen.
I'm telling you something.
Amen.
I'm telling you something, friend. I've been in some places when they submitted God, come around and said,
yeah,
"Son, I'm your friend," and they proved themselves,
yeah,
to be a friend. But I'm telling you something, when he's come around and he's just wrapped me up in them big old loving arms,
oh, yeah,
and just clothed me in and closed me in and proved to me that he's a friend, the best friend that I've ever had.
Oh,
I,
yeah,
can tell my wife anything, and I know she'll pray about it. I know she will. She's faithful like that. And listen, you might think she is mountain backwards. She's not hateful. She's backwards. If you'll talk to her, she'll talk to you. But if you're waiting on her to talk first, she probably ain't gonna talk to you. Amen. And she just mountain backwards. Amen. That's just the way she is. I'm gonna tell you something. I know. But I'm glad. Thank God. Listen to me. He can do for me what no other can.
Yeah.
He'll do for me what no other would. Are you listening to me? That's the friend I'm talking about tonight. And then, so we got the first 4 days covered. Here's what I really like. You can wake up in the morning, start in the middle of this verse, and there'll be something for you.
Yeah.
Or you can start at the first of it and just go from the middle of the week if you want to. But there's three I wills in this verse that I want us to look at tonight. I want us to look. Not only is he tells us not to fear. Not only does he tells us that proves to us that he's faithful, not to get frazzled, but he's a fortress. I want you to notice these next three I wills. Notice what he said. He said, "I will strengthen thee." Amen. You ever just feel weak?
Yeah.
You ever just, come on, men. Y'all got to help me now. Amen. I sat down there at the store today and eat breakfast this morning and then I stopped by and eat dinner. If I lived down here, I'd weigh 350 pounds. And stopped by there today and eat dinner again. And all them men sitting around. Brother, ain't no way I'd have said I'm weak in front of all them men. I just got too much pride. I'll just be honest with you. Hey, amen. But can I tell you something? Every now and then, I'll be honest with you tonight, I'm weak.
Amen.
I don't know how I'm going to make it. I feel so inadequate to do what I'm doing. Preacher, I don't even feel worthy to be preaching in this church. I'm not trying to be super spiritual. God knows my heart. I don't feel worthy. My wife, you can ask her, I'll tell you, on Saturday nights and Sunday mornings, I mean, I'm about ready to puke. Yeah. And I've been at the same place, preaching out of the same pulpit for almost 19 years. And I'm still nervous as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs.
Amen.
I mean, nervous. Because I feel so weak and so inadequate to handle the precious Word of God.
Yeah.
But you know what I find out every time I get up? Hey man, if I just put it in His hands, hey man, that verse proves true over and over again.
That's right.
Yeah, he said, yeah, I will strengthen
you. Oh, yes.
Every time I get through, my wife sometimes will say, "Do you even realize what you said?" I said, "What did I say?" She said, "That's what I thought." I mean, you ever just get lost in it, brother?
Oh, yeah.
Amen. And the Holy, there ain't nothing like it.
I'm telling you.
Amen. Ain't nothing like
Amen.
It. When the Holy Ghost comes along and undergirds you and holds you up and strengthens you. And I'm telling you, son, His strength will not fail.
Oh, yes.
Notice what else He said. He said, "I will strengthen thee." And I love this too. Yeah. I will help thee.
Yeah.
Friend, can I tell you something tonight? I'm going to be bold here for a minute. I don't believe God dealt with my heart all night last night. And all the way to one quarter and all the way back and all day today. I don't believe He dealt with my heart with this message for naught tonight.
Yeah.
And listen to me. He's got help for somebody here tonight. I don't know what kind of help it is. It might be salvation help. It might be, I don't know what kind of help. But it seems like it's been pushing this way all week long.
Yeah.
All week long. It seems like it's just been building and building and building and building. You know what I believe? Is it Psalm 78 where God says over and over and over, but His hand is stretched out still?
Yeah. Yep.
But His hand is stretched out still. But His hand is stretched out still. I love that. I think that's where it's at.
Amen.
You ever thought about that? Brother, that always His hand is stretched out still.
Yeah.
You go trace Him all through the Word of God. He always left them a space of repentance.
Yep.
He always gave them a chance. Yea, I will help thee. All you got to do, that hand is stretched out still.
Yep.
That hand is still stretched out. All you got to do is reach up. Amen. I promise you, Listen to me. He reached way further down than I could reach up.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? He reached way further down than I could reach up when he got me. I didn't find the Lord, honey. The Lord found me.
Oh, yes.
Amen. I told you the other night, raised in a drunkard's home. All my teachers thought I'd turn out like my daddy. All my family thought I'd turn out like my daddy. And to be honest with you, I thought I'd turn out like my daddy. That's the truth. I'm being honest with you. Well, I'm glad, thank God, the Holy Ghost come by one night.
Amen.
Amen. It's good news. Good news from a far country. Amen. Reached way down and picked me up out of the miry pit and set my feet up on a rock and established my goings and put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto my God.
That's good.
I'm thankful for that day. He said, yea, I will help thee. That's personal. Personal, friend. He was personal with Israel. Can I tell you something tonight? He's personal with you.
He
wants to help you tonight. Like, listen, I'm telling you, I've been doing this a while. I didn't fall off the turn of truth last night.
Yeah.
God don't deal and burden a man of God's heart with a message the way that he did me, this one today, for naught.
Yeah.
There's a reason. There's help here. Then notice the last I will. In verse number 10, he said, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Amen. I'm going to thank God. He said, Isaiah 49, I believe it might be Isaiah 49, where he said, I've engraven thee in the palm of my hands. You ever thought about that verse? I can't fall out.
Right.
I can't be shook out.
That's right.
I can't jump out.
Amen.
That makes some people nervous.
Amen.
You go preach like that. But that's what he said.
Oh, yeah.
Them that belong to him, he said, I've engraven thee in the palm of my hands.
That's good preaching.
Every time he looks at his hands, he thinks about us. By the way, they're still there. Those nail prints are still there.
Yeah. Amen.
I got a Bible for it. Amen.
Yeah.
They're still there.
Yep.
I believe they're still there for a reason. I still believe they're in his feet.
Yeah.
I believe you can still see where the crown of thorns was planted
on
his brow. I believe you can still see it all. You know, I believe it's a reminder. Amen, of who he is.
Amen.
And what he's done for lost mankind. Listen to me. He said, I'll uphold you. You know what that right hand in Scripture speaks of? It speaks of strength. It speaks of power. It speaks of majesty. I mean, it speaks of so much. He said, I will uphold you with the right hand of righteousness. Friend, I'm telling you something. You ever sing that little song? When you was little, he's got the whole world in his hands. 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 He's got you and me, brother.
Yeah.
I'm glad, thank God. Listen, there ain't a better place to be.
Right.
And in the right hand of majesty. Preacher said it a while ago, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the King of Glory. Amen.
Amen. Good preacher.
Amen. The righteous judge. Amen. The soon coming King.
Amen.
Amen. When he says, I'll uphold thee, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness, I believe him.
Yeah. Amen.
When he says, I will strengthen thee, I believe him.
Yeah. Amen.
When he says, I will help thee. Amen. I believe him.
Oh, yes.
I'm like your preacher. I've never seen him face to face. Although I've been in some services.
Yeah.
Where I felt like, amen, he is sitting right beside us. Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been in some services where I feel him blow by.
Yeah.
I've been in some services where I felt like old Moses, and he hit me in the cleft of the rock.
Amen.
And put his hand. I've been in some of them services. Now, I've never seen him face to face. The Bible says no man's ever looked on him and lived. Amen. But I'm telling you, I've seen him with the eye of faith.
Amen.
And he's faithful.
He's a friend.
Yep.
Ain't no reason. There ain't no reason to fear what God. Ain't no need to fear. Please, I hope you don't get mad at me when I say this. I ain't much worried about Biden.
Yeah.
He ain't much worried about himself. He don't even know where he's at.
Right.
And I ain't much worried about him. I ain't much worried about none of that crowd. I ain't a big fan of the Republicans right now.
Right.
They're all a bunch of crooks, if you ask me. Yes, man. I'm just being honest with you. I'm being honest with you. I ain't worried much about that crowd. Amen.
Right.
Because you know what? I don't think we're going to be here much longer.
Amen.
I'm looking towards the east.
Oh, yeah.
And one of these days, every knee's going to bow, Democrat and Republican.
Amen.
Every tongue's going to confess, Democrat and Republican.
Yep.
Independent, liberal, moderate. I don't even know. There's so many different ones. I don't even know which one's which now.
Amen.
Amen. But I know this. Every knee's going to bow. Every tongue's going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen.
Hey man, I'm just looking for him.
Yep.
I give you this and I'm gone. I'm done. Old preacher said he rode by another old preacher's house one day. Said the old preacher said he'd been preaching 60, 70 years. He told this for the truth. Now, I don't know if it's true or not, but he told it for the truth. Said he rode by there. Said he always looked over at the old man of God's house. And said he always kept a beautiful garden out back. Said back there in the back of the house, said that old man's walking around out there on the edge of that garden. Said he'd walk a little ways and he'd jump. They said that man's finally lost it or he's having him a Holy Ghost time one. He wheeled his old pickup around, went back down there, pulled down the driveway, went around behind the house back there to the garden. He said, "Preacher, what in the world is going on?" He said, "Son, I'm practicing."
Amen.
He said, "I just got in behind him and practiced with him."
Amen.
I'm telling you something, we ought to be a practicing.
Oh, yes.
Hey, listen to me. I'm glad, thank God, but until he comes.
Yeah.
Amen. I ain't going to fear because he's faithful.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. He's a friend.
Yeah.
Dearest friend I ever had.
Yeah.
I ain't going to get frazzled about it.
Yep.
I ain't going to worry about him because I know he will.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. What will he do, preacher? Just what he said he'd do.
Yep.
He'll strengthen me. He'll help me. Yep. And he'll uphold me. That's all I need to know.
Yeah.
I don't know what you come in here with tonight. I don't know what you need. But I promise you tonight, God the Holy Ghost been dealing my heart all week, all day today, for tonight, all day today. He said, "Preach Isaiah 41:10.
Yeah.
I argued with him a little bit. I said, "Preach." I said, "Lord," I said, "I preach that a lot."
Yeah.
He said, "Preach again."
Yeah.
He even changed it a little bit.
Amen.
Amen. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
He said, "Preach it again." But Lord, preach it again.
Yeah.
Amen. He said, "Somebody there tonight needs to hear it. Preacher, will you sing that song?"
Amen.